The Army Corps of Engineers has recently approved the phosphate mining development of about 50,000 acres of central Florida, and this is predominantly in Hardy, Manatee County areas and a little bit in DeSoto County. And most recently, they approved 7,500 acres of mining to start imminently, any moment now, in Hardy County. And so all this mining is going to be taking place in a region known as the Central Florida Phosphate District. And it's an area that has seen tremendous phosphate mining over almost the last century. And if you go out to that area, which is just east of Tampa, you'll see the scars from historic phosphate mining. So before 1975, phosphate mines didn't have to be reclaimed. So if you're ever in an airplane over that region of Florida, you'll see these sort of really pretty colored bluish-green bodies of water, like lakes in these strips. And that's the legacy of strip mining in Florida for phosphate. And since 1975, the companies have been forced to reclaim the land, which is to put it back to some sort of beneficial use, but not necessarily to restore it. So our concern with this 50,000 acres of additional mining is, first, it leaves a huge footprint on Florida. You're removing 50,000 acres of habitat for imperiled species like the eastern indigo snake and the crested caracara. Also, you're adding to our existing phosphogypsum problem. So, you know, we had that New Whale sinkhole in September, and that was actually the fourth sinkhole that happened in that one phosphogypsum stack. And we have 24 other phosphogypsum stacks stacked around Florida containing 1 billion tons of radioactive phosphogypsum. Now, with this additional 50,000 acres of expansion of phosphate mining, that has the potential to add almost an additional 500 million tons of phosphogypsum. So we can't even handle the waste that we have now, and we already suffer a disproportionate burden to the rest of the United States and the globe with the mining that we do here. And we're asking Floridians to bear this additional burden of 50,000 more acres. So our lawsuit notices the Army Corps of Engineers and Fish and Wildlife Service of their failures under federal environmental statutes to adequately account for the environmental destruction of this process.
What could those two agencies do at this point? You say that they've been permitted. Is it the final permit where they get the go-ahead now to mine?
So 7,500 acres of the 50,000 acres have their final approval. So it's four different projects, and one of the projects is 7,500 acres. That has all of its permitting, and phosphate mining could begin imminently there. And so what we're asking them to do is to revoke that permit, to go back to their environmental assessment, and to take into account things that they failed to the first time, like the phosphogypsum stacks themselves, like the human health and the environmental concerns surrounding phosphate mining, like the adequacy of the reclamation that they promised to do as mitigation for the damage that's going to be done. And so with the balance of that 50,000 acres, those are still waiting their final permits, but they're teed up and ready for that next final stage.
One of the fights that's coming in the local government is in Manatee County. In January, there's a hearing about whether a mine there in Manatee will be permitted. What can you tell our listeners about that?
That's right. So on January 26th, the Manatee County Board of Commissioners is going to consider a rezone request by Mosaic, which is the company that does the majority of the phosphate mining in Florida. And that's for approximately 3,500 acres in Manatee County to be rezoned from agriculture to extraction. It also seeks some certain exceptions from consistency with the county's comprehensive plan because portions of the mine are going to be in sensitive areas, including like the Peace River watershed overlay district. And so the meeting is intended to vet all those environmental issues and intended to determine whether it truly is either consistent with the comprehensive plan, and if it's not, if exceptions should be made to it. And so we've asked the commissioners, and it's not just the Center for Biological Diversity and our partners in the litigation with the federal agencies, it's also residents of Manatee County, and frankly, it should be the residents of the destination sites of that phosphogypsum, like the community around New Wales, like the community around Riverview. We're asking them to come out to this Manatee County meeting and to have the commissioners look them in the eye and say, yes, we're going to authorize 3,500 additional acres of mining that is going to result absolutely in the production of phosphogypsum that's going to be stored in your communities, and that's going to be your problem. And so we hope that people show up on the 26th to tell the commissioners their concerns, that the neighbors show up as they did at the Planning Commission meeting, which happened a few months ago, to explain to the commission their concerns about how phosphate mining impacts their community.
Earlier you mentioned the sinkhole and the New Wales facility of Mosaic. At first, Mosaic was saying that no drinking water was contaminated, but what do we know now about the extent of the contamination?
So it's not clear what we know. So the information that the public gets comes from Mosaic itself and from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. So there is no other outside agency like the Environmental Protection Agency monitoring the situation. So we know that of the over 1,000 wells that were tested, over 71 of them have come back with elevated levels of radioactivity and other contaminants of concern. But DEP is assuring us that that has nothing to do with the sinkhole itself. So that's concerning if you're a resident in that community, that not only do you have an issue of potential sinkholes and a fossil gypsum stack, but you also have maybe some kind of legacy contamination that might be contaminating your drinking water. But the other big problem is, you know, we had a sinkhole in 1994 in the same series of gyp stacks at this location. And then there were two other anomalies that weren't publicly reported. An anomaly is basically it is a sinkhole. It's a cavity within the phosphogypsum gypsum stack. That never became public information. We only found that out through Opens Records requests. And then you have this most recent 2016 sinkhole. So there's a big issue with when does Mosaic or when does DEP know that there's a sinkhole happening? At what point do they become aware? How long has it been going on before they actually realize it? And then at what point does the public get notified? And then there's this other complete variable, which is the Floridan aquifer and the karst system and how water filtrates down from the surface into the Floridan aquifer. You know, it was at one time believed that it was like a big sandbox and the water would just slowly percolate through and it would take, you know, months if not years to travel a very short distance. But what we now know about the Floridan aquifer is that there are actually conduits. So water can enter some of these basically like pipes through our aquifer system. And we don't know whether there are conduits under these sinkholes. So we don't know really where the water has gone. They've promised that the water is contained on site. But the reality is there's really no way to know that because that area hasn't been mapped. So, you know, a really good place for DEP to start would be to request and require that Mosaic and anyone else that wants to be producing fertilizer in Florida map the areas where they're going to be storing the phosphogypsum. Because we do have 1 billion tons of it, and that is growing, and all of those stacks sit on top of the Floridan aquifer. And it's just a matter of time when you put that much weight containing sulfuric acid on top of porous limestone that you're going to have sinkholes.
So we've talked a lot about drinking water, and there's likely to be drinking water shortages in the future, in Florida's future. What can you say about how much fresh water that this industry uses?
So historically, phosphate mining was the largest consumer of water in Florida, even surpassing agriculture. There have been advances in how they complete the mining process and the beneficiation process that the industry claims has reduced their dependence on water. But it still uses a tremendous amount of water. So historically, you can look back and see that, well, even with sinkholes, for example, not in gyp stacks, but sinkholes in the region, attributable to water drawdowns for phosphate mining. And now, you know, as you point out, we're going to have competition for water. It's an industry that still relies very heavily on water. And it's just one more environmental concern that we have that hasn't been adequately taken into account. How does the industry using that volume of water affect the rest of us, you know, the species, the humans, the other competing needs for that water? That's another element that hasn't been adequately addressed.